Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
Tech and innovation on Kaya Biz is brought to you by Vodacom Business. Together, let's build the extraordinary. www.vodacombusiness.co.za.
Time to take a look at the latest developments that are shifting the world of technology and innovation. And global financial authorities initially put out a target of 2027 set by the G20 group of nations to make changes to international cross-border payments, making them cheaper, faster and more transparent. However, seems as though we're kicking the can down the road once again. To help us understand this particular story, how it impacts you and I, and what the bigger context around it is that we should be paying attention to, is a good friend of Kaya Biz. I call you this, Harry, because we thoroughly enjoy speaking to you. Harry Scherzer, CEO of Future Forex, who joins us on the show tonight. Such a pleasure to speak to you again. Thank you so much for making time.
Yeah, absolutely, Gugu. Great to be on again, and thanks for the warm introduction. You've actually made me turn off my TV, but at a very good time, while South Africa 3-0 up against Rwanda, and it looks like we're heading to the World Cup. So very nice time to be chatting in good spirits.
Oh, fantastic. Yes, I see that they did add, 3 minutes extra time, but it's almost up. It's almost up, so you're quite right. We might be making our way forward. But
Very exciting.
Definitely, and some good news that we need for South Africa in a change. But Harry, perhaps when we do take a look at, you know what, right, what we're watching right now is a FIFA qualifying game, and there's a lot of counterparts at play here. There's international teams involved, international sponsors and banks, and I can imagine just to make this particular game happen, there must have been a lot of transactions that had to be processed to make sure flights were booked, accommodations secured, sponsors are on board, catering is taken care of, and international guests and clients are also well received. That means money needs to cross borders. And I guess that sets the basis for this particular conversation as to why it is that we do see G20 nations focusing on cross-border payments and where we are with the latest shifts in terms of the targets that have been set.
Yeah, Gugu. So I think it's quite amazing how often money does cross borders. You think we're in this little, the tip of Africa, and you know we're in our own little ecosystem, but actually everything that happens here is based on very typically prices abroad and what's happening in America and what's happening in Europe. And so, cross-border payments are a huge part of our economy. So it's really, really good news that both South Africa in particular, but also globally, there's some big improvements happening to moving money across borders. It's going to be something which really helps an emerging market like South Africa. So really excited to chat about this one.
And you're right. I would agree that it does actually see an improvement in investment, perhaps easy use and exchange of talent and talent that can be remunerated effectively. But typically international payments do take a while, right? And South Africa being on the FATF grey list also doesn't make it easy given the heightened levels of disclosures that have been brought about. But where are we given the G20 group of nations and some of the commitments that they had made to make this faster, cheaper and more transparent? Seems as though we're not meeting the targets that we had set out for ourselves.
Yeah, look, there's a bit of an issue in terms of how long it's going to take, because the latest targets now are 2027. But it's not all bad news. I mean, an example is that it looks like we're going to be taken off the grey list probably as early as next Friday, which would be incredible news. But ultimately, we have a situation where, although it's taking a bit longer than we've expected, we are looking to ultimately improve cross-border payments. So the first thing to speak about is, as you mentioned, that there's a G20 roadmap to enhance cross-border payments by 2027. And their target is to ensure that 75% of payments are settled within 1 hour cross-border, which is something that currently doesn't happen, and that the remittance costs are below 3% for those, which for anyone that knows the sort of costs that are charged, it's often way higher than 3%. 3% I still see as highly excessive, but banks have made more than that in the past. So suddenly it's going to be cheaper, it's going to be quicker, and that's something that's going to help individuals, it's going to help businesses, it's basically going to help everyone in South Africa. So this is good news. I agree with you that it's a bit frustrating how long it's taking, but ultimately it's good news.
It is good news, and I'm so intrigued that you mentioned that this will make the processing of transactions a lot quicker. My mind wants to go everywhere, blockchain. But before we get there, maybe let's start off with what we currently have. SWIFT and IBAN. I know IBAN isn't necessarily used in South Africa, mm-hmm. but these are, mm-hmm. for those who don't understand what SWIFT actually does in terms of international payments, give us a refresher of that and help us understand why that doesn't necessarily help process the settling of these transactions yeah. quickly.
Yeah, so SWIFT in a nutshell is just a messaging system that allows banks to talk to each other. So it basically allows for safety of funds moving cross-border. So when an international bank talks to another international bank, it currently uses the SWIFT system. And what we know about SWIFT is that it's extremely safe, but as you mentioned, it's very slow and very expensive. And so you have this messaging system which has been used since the 1980s because of its safety. But as you alluded to, there might be better ways of doing this these days. You mentioned in passing blockchain. I know that blockchain is something which people were very scared of a few years ago, but suddenly it's becoming far more mainstream. You see President Trump basically in America basically creating the Genius Act and other acts which basically legitimize blockchain as a mode of sending money abroad. South Africa are a little bit behind on this. We've not yet allowed for blockchain technologies to be used to send money out the country. But I think it's a matter of time, quite frankly. We have to follow the rest of the world. And just given how slow and laborious and expensive the SWIFT network is, it's something that we really need to look at very, very intensely as far as I'm concerned.
Mm. And I'm glad that you highlight this because so often, again, people tend to get confused when we use the word blockchain, which is literally just a system. The same way we can send an email across the yeah. world and it reaches the recipient in a minute or two, is the same way that we can use blockchain mm-hmm. for financial transactions. This doesn't mean that this restricts blockchain to only using cryptocurrencies, right? Or is this still another opportunity that can still be viewed upon with the inclusion of fiat currencies?
Yeah, so I think this leads to a very interesting point, Gugu, which is the sort of rise of what we call stable coins. And a stable coin is basically just a cryptocurrency, which is one-to-one with a fiat currency. So for example, there's a stable coin called USDC, there's another one called USDT, and they are one-to-one with the US dollar. In other words, they move exactly with the US dollar. The difference is that they're not physical dollars, they are cryptocurrencies that are pegged one-to-one in price. So I think the big issue with cryptocurrency is the volatility, the fact that Bitcoin can jump up 10%, and we saw over the weekend it crashed over 10%. You know, no one really wants to have that level of exposure. But now we have something that's linked one-to-one with a fiat currency, and so that exposure, that volatility is removed. But what it does have is that same underlying blockchain technology, which allows for very quick and easy movement of funds cross-border. No need to wait for days on end. It's, as you say, minutes, if not seconds, to have funds moved from, say, the UK to America or any country to another country. So it's just better underlying technology, which effectively is doing the same thing SWIFT was doing, but doing it quicker and cheaper.
This is so important. I understand that this is essentially being led by the G20 states. South Africa, as we know, is a leader in sub-Saharan Africa and, I guess, the continent when it comes to financial markets. Can we get there together at the same time? Or do we really just need to see this being cascaded upon and in terms of implementation? Cascaded? In terms of implementation across various nations who actually want to participate and be part of the ecosystem?
Yeah, I think it's such a tough one, Gugu, because the reason that South Africa are slow with this, in my view, one of the major reasons that South Africa have been slower than everyone else with this or than a number of countries with this is because of our exchange control laws. So in South Africa, the government cares about every rand that leaves the country and every rand that comes into the country. They make you do a balance of payments reporting system on it. These are some of the reasons that payments in South Africa are more expensive and slower than the rest of the world is because of the compliance required. There's a lot more compliance in South Africa because our government wants full control. The reason for that is they don't want huge amounts of capital flight. They want to understand money crossing borders. But suddenly crypto comes in and blockchain comes in and might undermine that entire process.
Oh, yeah.
If you have blockchain that isn't tracked, you can undermine the process of having exchange controls and checking what goes into and out of the country. And for that reason, instead of, in my view, the government should say, well, let's make sure that we can monitor blockchain effectively. Let's make sure we can track, we can do this balance of payments reporting for funds that come into and out of the country via blockchain.
Yes.
But at present, the government have gone the other direction and sort of said, let's sit on the sidelines and not regulate it at all, because it might undermine our exchange control laws.
Geesh, Harry, I could talk to you all day. There's so many themes and so many different angles that we can explore on the back of this. But thank you again for your time and always leaving us a lot more enlightened. Appreciate your time tonight. And seems like we made it. We've qualified for the 2026 FIFA World Cup there, Harry.
Yeah, fantastic news and great to chat to you, Gugu.
Likewise. We'll chat soon. Thank you. Harry Scherzer, CEO of Future Forex, helping us understand some changes and developments we need to see when it comes to cross-border payments.
Click kaya959.co.za
to download the Kaya Biz podcast.